Take us through an episode, if you can, on how the process develops, how it works.
Well, the most important thing is to be aware of who you are, how you feel, because when something does happen, you have to acknowledge it. And the energy shifts are really quite mild initially. And when you acknowledge those little insights that happen, and they happen to everybody, that hunch you get about somebody, knowing that you may be working for somebody, so you could be really nice to that person in the office, when you start to trust those hunches and you acknowledge them, they get bigger. And that's the biggest thing to do. And then to look for patterns. And you start to trust yourself and you start to go with your gut instincts. I always say you have to trust your gut, follow your heart, and use your head. You have to use all three. You never just make a decision on one. You have to balance it out.
Your work is called The Happy Medium, Awakening to Your Natural Intuition. And I think it's so important, especially now, that people understand that they do possess this ability that they can harness, not just to be someone who might be able to communicate with the other side, but I think it makes them a better person. If you're intuitive, you start going with special instincts, and it changes your life, doesn't it?
Completely changes your life. You start to understand that the loneliness that most everybody feels dissipates because we're all connected to this one giant source, and that's the source that we get our information from. And so you can feel that connection with other people, and you're not as afraid to do anything because you know that your insight, your intuitive gut feeling is going to lead you in the right direction. Your fear is cut down tremendously.
I want to hear your take, Jody, on what you think is out there in this universe. And of course, I believe in multiverses as well. But what do you think is out there that allows people to tap into all this?
Well, I believe in the different universes as well. I really believe that there's this amazing ball of energy or intuitive bank of energy, higher power, that really presides over all of us, and that's what feeds us. It's like a big sun, and that's what feeds us. There are people who trance out and can connect, as you know, with other entities or other planets. I think it's all that one source that connects all of us together.
Yeah, I think so too, and it's there. And call it whatever you want. You can call it God, I guess, can't you?
Yeah, I do, but I also say the universe because I think some people, their stomachs clench when you say the word God. And it's really, for me, it's the opposite. It's just this amazing, beautiful energy by whatever name you call it.
Well, you know, that's because I think a lot of people, when they hear the word God, tend to think of religion. And I think they should think more in terms of something universal, something spiritual. Push religion aside for a moment, and if you have a specific faith, you know, go for it. That's important for you. But, you know, to believe in God doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, Mr. Religion or Mrs. Religion.
Or, you know, dogmatic. It's really just a way to get to that higher power. It's whatever color it is. But that higher power is really the goal. That connection with that higher power is the goal. Whether you do it through Catholicism or Judaism, whatever it is, that's really the goal. And I believe anybody who's worth their salt in the clergy would say that is the goal, is to feel that connection.
Jody, over the years you've been doing this, is there one case, one story that has affected you the most with someone who either came to you for assistance or something that you unraveled on your own?
Well, I think there's a lot of them. I would say my Grandma Faye coming to me after she died was really pivotal for me. And I would also say that there are other instances where, you know, some of them happened recently. There was a terrible thing that happened here in the Twin Cities, the 35W bridge down. It was so horrendous. I just shake when I still think about it. And shortly after that, I was doing a reading, and I felt the energy of somebody that said they were from that incident. And I asked my client, and my client said no, and I asked again. And usually I'm like a bulldog, I'll hold on. But I felt like, no, let it go. And about 20 minutes later, I was on the phone talking to one of my friends, and I felt it again. And I said, okay, Are you going to a party Friday night? Because you're going to meet somebody who's connected with that 35W bridge accident. And I believe it's the wife of the man that's coming to me, and there's some sort of a message. And I have to say that doesn't happen to me all the time because I really try to have boundaries about it. But as it turns out, it was true, and there was a message that she needed to hear. He kept talking about a birthday and an anniversary. And I have to admit, I didn't know which one. I felt like it was both, but I couldn't figure out which. And when he contacted me, it was their anniversary, and she had been planning a party for him that he missed because he died. And that kind of a thing really touches me because that meant I carried a message to somebody that meant something more special to them than somebody sending something in the mail saying he's at peace.
With all this goodness that you handle and that you witness, do you also come across the dark side? The evil side of this.
Yes, absolutely. Just like there are fabulous people on this side, there are awful people on the other side. And both of those dark energies feel exactly the same. And people tried to use me when I was really young. And they were dark energies. Use me, meaning people that were into this, what I'm into, the whole psychic phenomenon.
Sure.
And I learned young to back away from that energy and how to protect myself. And I think that's why people get so scared about this, because they feel like it's opening up Pandora's box. But if you approach it with caution and measure it out about what feels right to you and what feels safe to you and just keep exploring, then you don't have to worry about getting into the dark side of it.
No, you don't. But it's out there and it bombards you day in and day out, doesn't it?
It does. You can't be vulnerable to it. You have to think positively. You have to know who you are. You have to, in whatever way you do it, if it's doing yoga, there's a way you have to center yourself that keeps that negative energy away, and you have to work on your stuff. And you asked earlier what one of the bigger ways to develop your skills are. It's knowing who you are. It's knowing your stuff, that stuff that you hide from, the tragedies that you've been through, the sadness, no matter where it is. You have to understand where that is inside of yourself. And once you're not running from it anymore, all that energy that you've used to push it away is at peace, and you can start to open up even more to that intuitive bank of energy.